SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
With me today is Vicky Ryle from Headspace, and we're going to talk about one of the most important things this October, mental health. Good day, Vicky.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Research says that half of young people are afraid to seek help or do not seek help until 6 months that they've experiencing mental health issues.
Yeah, that's right. So we've known for a while that young people are not good at getting help for their mental health difficulties, but our recent data has shown that over half of young people will wait at least 6 months before they'll go try and get help for their through services. So today we're having our first Headspace Day to try and promote awareness that Headspace is there, and we want young people to help access help as early as possible in their difficulties.
In your research, people as young as 12 years old are afraid that when they do seek help, they wouldn't get the help that they need.
Yeah, look, Headspace works with young people between the ages of 12 and 25, and that's because most of the major mental health problems will first appear in that age group. And the recent research is showing that one of the reasons that young people are reluctant to seek help is they're not sure that the help that they're going to get is going to change things for them. So it's really important, the messaging that we're giving out today, saying Headspace is there to help, and we, with early intervention, we can change the course of the difficulties in young people's lives.
And 12 years old, that's a crucial stage, be it for boys or girls.
Yeah, it's a pretty important time in people's lives. They're, you know, becoming adolescents, and a whole lot of changes are happening to their bodies and minds. And it can be a pretty stressful time too for young people socially and in with their families and friends. So a lot of, I guess, Headspace is about people with mental health difficulties, but we're also encouraging young people to reach out for help, even if they're just having problems like bullying or relationship breakdown, because those can be experiences really serious difficulties, and the more likely they are to get help, the more likely they won't go on to develop mental health problems.
And you said earlier that people are reluctant to seek help because they think that help won't be able to help them. Is there somewhere or some place that they can go to that they can feel comfortable and safe and get the assurance that they need that help is there?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got 95 centres open across the country. We've got a national telephone and online service called eHeadspace, and all of our services have been co-designed with young people so that they're youth-friendly and they meet all of the needs of young people. And they're specifically designed for young people. So what we hope is that it's exactly the kind of environment physically and online that will make young people feel comfortable to talk about their difficulties.
Of course, parents would want to help their children, especially those in the teenage years. But sometimes the case is parents can't help because the children don't feel comfortable. But what can parents do, or what are the signs that parents should look out for that will give them an alert that their children need help and that they can direct them to the right place?
Yeah, look, it is really tricky for parents because they're at young people are at the age where they're trying to become independent, and sometimes parents aren't the best or they're certainly not the first choice of the young people to talk to. I guess that doesn't mean that they don't notice changes. So firstly, I would encourage all parents to trust themselves. They do know their young people probably better than anyone else, even if they seem to be different through the adolescent period. So what they're looking out for is big changes in things like sleep, appetite, concentration, engagement in things that they used to enjoy if they were playing lots of sport and hanging out with their friends, and all of a sudden they've stopped doing those things and they seem more withdrawn, and that goes on for a while, then it's certainly worth saying, hey, are you okay? And letting your young person know that you notice that they're struggling and that you love them and that you want to help is really important.
What happens when the usual teenage response would say, but you don't understand and you don't get it? What do you say to that?
I mean, I think that's okay. I guess what I would say to parents is, yeah, you're not trying to say that you completely get it, but you're saying, I love you, I'm worried that I want to be here for you, you can talk to me, and if I'm not the right person, you can go to another trusted adult or a service if that's what needs to happen. So there's a whole range of ways that parents can encourage young people to talk without them being the right person. And I guess it's just about reminding them that you're always there, and even if you don't exactly understand their experience, it doesn't mean you can't listen.
And it's important to remember as well that mental health issues does not discriminate.
Absolutely. Mental health difficulties cut across, men and women, older people, younger people, and across all sort of cultural backgrounds and other life experiences. So, you know, we are working with young people to try and promote early help seeking, and today's a great day of celebration for us to promote this message. The theme of our Headspace Day is access all areas. So we have festival type wristbands, and that's to symbolise that we want young people to be able to access help whenever and wherever they need it.
Because it's always there.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks very much, Vicky Ryle from Headspace.
Thank you.